This is JIS News coming up. Thousands of public sector workers to benefit from discount and rewards card. Improved diagnostic and treatment options coming for pediatric kidney patients. And OCR encouraging parents to keep recent photos of their children. The news in detail after the break.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do by April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. So hear this.
Yo, turn off your light, turn off your TV and your fan.
When you now use it.
Turn off your heater and your AC as part of the plan.
When you now use it.
Now the news. 120,000 public sector workers are to benefit from a discount and rewards card being offered by the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ. Dubbed the Team Jamaica Value Card, the initiative is another show of appreciation to civil servants who agreed to a three-year wage freeze as part of the country's economic reform program. Distribution of the card is to begin Wednesday at government agencies, departments, and ministries. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Daly, is welcoming the initiative, which he says recognizes the sacrifices made by public sector workers.
I fully endorse this program on behalf of the Government of Jamaica through the Ministry of Finance and Planning, and I want to once again thank you for the effort, the commitment to Jamaica, the commitment to our workers, and the recognition of the sacrifice that they have made for us to be at this stage today.
The Team Jamaica Value Card will see civil servants receiving discounts and rewards at several participating businesses. Pediatric kidney patients in Jamaica and across the region will benefit from increased diagnostic treatment options at the Bustamante Hospital for Children. This will be facilitated with the purchase of a fluoroscopy machine valued at almost $55 million. The National Health Fund, NHF, has secured funding to procure the state-of-the-art equipment. The Lime Foundation is contributing $3 million to purchase accessories to improve the functionality of the machine as well as provide technical support. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the fluoroscopy machine is a critical part of the diagnostic tools necessary for any modern healthcare facility. Dr. Ferguson adds that the equipment will not only allow for early detection of kidney disease and other illnesses, but will also enable doctors to share files and images with other specialists anywhere in the world. A recent photo could be the difference between the life and death of a child who goes missing. This is the word from the Office of the Children's Registry, the OCR, which is urging parents to have updated photographs of their children. Public education specialist at the agency, Julia Smiley Green, says a number of parents have been filing missing children reports with photos that do not fit the child's current description. Mrs. Smiley Green was addressing parents at St. George's College during a recent Office of the Children's Registry OCR school tour. And Jamaica's youth are being encouraged to champion the Unite for Change cause and become peace agents within their homes and communities. This appeal from National Security Minister Peter Bunting while addressing students at the Vauxhall High School in Kingston recently. His visit to the institution was part of a series of island-wide school tours under the Unite for Change initiative. The security minister notes that the initiative is taking a holistic approach to solving challenges associated with violence prevention.
No, it's not an overnight solution, but the long-term solution involves changing the culture, reshaping the norms. And that's why the school-based interventions are so important, because you're really accessing the minds which are still forming and the values which are still not set in stone. And we want to ensure that it evolves in a positive way rather than a negative way.
School tours under Unite for Change have already been held in Westmoreland, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Manchester. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.